Broken stones she'd seen on the outside, the work project she'd assumed had been used to open the door, had actually had a different purpose. Yeoman had apparently removed the metal plates inside the door, the ones that an allomancer could push or pull on to open. That left the door as simply a stone block. With duralumin-enhanced pewter, she should have been able to push even that open. Unfortunately, she found it difficult to get leverage on the floor, which sloped down away from the block. In addition, they must have done something to the hinges, or perhaps even piled up more rock against the other side, for she couldn't get the door to budge. She ground her teeth in frustration, sitting with her back to the stone door. Yeoman had set an intentional trap for her. Had she and Elland been that predictable? Regardless, it was a brilliant move. Yeoman knew he couldn't fight them, so instead he'd simply captured Vin. It had the same effect, but without any of the risks. And she'd fallen right into the trap. She'd searched the entire room trying to find a way out, but had come up with nothing. Even worse, she'd located no hidden stock of atium. It was hard to tell with all the cans of food and other sources of metal, but her initial search hadn't been promising. "Of course it won't be in here," she muttered to herself. "Yeoman wouldn't have had time to pull out all of these cans, but if he were planning to trap me, he certainly would have removed the atium. I'm such an idiot." She leaned back, annoyed, frustrated, exhausted. "I hope Elland did what I said," Vin thought. If he had gotten captured too. Vin knocked her head back against the obstinate stones, frustrated. Something sounded in the darkness. Vin froze, then quickly scrambled up into a crouch. She checked her metal reserves. She had plenty for the moment. "I'm probably just..." It came again. A soft footfall. Vin shivered, realizing that she had only cursorily checked the chamber, and then she'd been searching for atium and other ways out. Could someone have been hiding inside the entire time? She burned bronze and felt him. An allomancer. Mistborn. The one she had felt before. The man she had chased. "So that's it," she thought. "Yeoman did want his Mistborn to fight us, but he knew he had to separate us first." She smiled, standing. It wasn't a perfect situation, but it was better than thinking about the immobile door. A Mistborn she could beat, then hold hostage until they released her. She waited until the man was close. She could tell by the beating of the allomantic pulses that she hoped he didn't know she could feel, then spun, kicking her lantern toward him. She jumped forward, guiding herself toward her enemy, who stood outlined by the lantern's last flickers. He looked up at her as she soared through the air, her daggers out. And she recognized his face. Rean. Part 4. Beautiful Destroyer. A man with a given power, such as an allomantic ability, who then gained a hemallergic spike granting that same power, would be nearly twice as strong as a natural enhanced allomancer. An inquisitor who was a seeker before his transformation would therefore have an enhanced ability to use bronze. This simple fact explains how many inquisitors were able to pierce copper clouds. 45. Vin landed, aborting her attack, but still tense, eyes narrow with suspicion. Rean was backlit by the fitful lantern light, looking much as she remembered. The 4 years had changed him, of course. He was taller, broader of build, but he had the same hard face, unrelieved by humor. His posture was familiar to her. During her childhood, he had often stood as he did now, arms folded in disapproval. It all returned to her, things she thought she'd banished into the dark, quarantined parts of her mind. Blows from Rean's hand, harsh criticism from his tongue, furtive moves from city to city. And yet tempering these memories was an insight. She was no longer the young girl who had borne her beatings in confused silence. Looking back, she could see the fear Rin had shown in the things he had done. He'd been terrified that his half-breed allomancer of a sister would be discovered and slaughtered by the Steel Inquisitors. He'd beaten her when she made herself stand out. He'd yelled at her when she was too competent. He'd moved her when he'd feared that the Canton of Inquisition had caught their trail. Rin had died protecting her. He had taught her paranoia and distrust out of a twisted sense of duty, for he'd believed that was the only way she would survive on the streets of the Final Empire. And she'd stayed with him, enduring the treatment. Inside, not even buried all that deeply, she'd known something very important. Rin had loved her. She looked up and met the eyes of the man standing in the cavern. Then she slowly shook her head. No, she thought. It looks like him, but those eyes are not his. Who are you? She demanded. I'm your brother, the creature said, frowning. It's only been a few years, Vin. You've grown brash. I thought I'd taught you better than that. He certainly had the mannerisms down, Vin thought, walking forward warily. How did he learn them? Nobody thought that Rin was of any importance during his life. They wouldn't have known to study him. Where did you get his bones? Vin asked, circling the creature. The cavern floor was rough and lined with burgeoning shelves. Darkness extended in all directions. And how did you get the face so perfect? I thought Chondra had to digest a body to make a good copy. He had to be a Chondra, after all. How else would someone manage such a perfect imitation? The creature turned, regarding her with a confused expression. What is this nonsense? Vin, I realize that we're not exactly the type to reunite with a fond embrace, but I did at least expect you to recognize me. Vin ignored the complaints. Rin, then Breeze, had taught her too well. She'd know Rin if she saw him. I need information, she said, about one of your kind. He is called Tensun, and he returned to your homeland a year ago. He said he was going to be put on trial. Do you know what happened to him? I would like to contact him if possible. Vin, the false Rin said firmly, I am not a Chondra. We'll see about that, Vin thought, reaching out with zinc and hitting the impostor with a Duralumin-fueled blast of emotional allomancy. He didn't even stumble. Such an attack would have put a Chondra under Vin's control, just as it did with Kolos. Vin wavered.